Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I spatted to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while he reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Row, ICU, Styles of God, and the super producer who always bringing the funk, OG the Bun. We in the building, baby. We are in the building. It's that time. It's Voila Wednesday. A lot of game fives are approaching, and one is going on tonight. Two of them are going on tonight, matter of factly, and one is being played right now. We got the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. They're going at it as we speak. What a heck of a game. We had some other games that went on as well. We're going to talk some NFL and all that. And we're going to get right to the NFL. Why not? Before we do that, what's up, ICE?
What's up there, L Boogie in the house? Wild Out Wednesday, baby. What it do, baby? What it do?
Man, I just, before we get to the NBA, let me ask you this. There's been some grumblings in Cleveland. They haven't been able to get a bidder for Baker Mayfield, and we're hearing grumblings from his camp about the Cleveland Browns have sabotaged Baker Mayfield's career. And I want to ask you, ICE, does he have a point, or is he dead wrong? Street.
Well, hey, man, right now I think he put himself in those positions. You know, I was a Baker Mayfield fan. So what's going on right now is probably what he probably deserved right now. And I hate to say that. And he's still gonna be a favorite for mine for the rest from here on out. But he's not a brownie no more. That's the thing. He's not a brownie no more. He's a brownie, but we know he's not gonna be for long. Hey, what's happening to him right now? I think he's worthy of it right now. He put himself in that position. I hope we make a trade for him and get somebody for him though. That's the main thing I'm trying to do. So what's happening right now, I do believe, is warrant for what's going on with him right now. What you think, L Boogie?
I don't know why his camp would think like that, but then again, I would think I understand why they would. Because Baker Mayfield himself has thrown everybody under the bus except him. It's always an excuse. It's always somebody else's fault or injury. And once again, he was under a lot of pressure. Because they didn't offer him a contract. They didn't extend him. So he was playing through injury to show the Browns that he can play and that he can get he wanted his money. But I don't think he's warranted what he said in his camp about them holding him back and sabotaging his career. Four years ago, he led the league rookies. Broke the record for touchdowns. So I can't go on that. I really can't. Can't do it. Won't do it. I think he needs to reevaluate and just try to grow up and stay out the media. I think he needs to do that as we move forward and just put his head down and grind. I think that's his big issue. He's too much caught up in that instead of grinding. So that's the point that I'm looking at with him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ice.
Well, you know what? I will hope that Baker turns into the old Baker when he was at Kansas. What was he at first?
Oklahoma.
It was before that. He was with
Texas Tech.
He went out there and won the position as a walk on, and then got hurt, and then next year he left. Pat Mahomes came and beat the Oklahoma walk on. He walked on Oklahoma and beat him out. That's how we want Baker to be right now. If Baker can be that way, that's the best version of Baker, I think, because I think everything was given to him his last 3 years, number one pick. So he really didn't have to earn it. Now he was just an average quarterback, wasn't a bad quarterback. He was the average quarterback, and I think he's got to go back to square one. Start working out and grinding like he did when he was, just a nobody walking on these teams and winning out hands down as a quarterback. I think he still got it in him. He's still young. He was hurt last year. He do have a legit excuse. So we're going to see what's going on this year, though. But I don't hope nothing but the best, though, because he got me to the playoffs, man. Everybody want to hate him and all that. I can't do it. I can't do it. But he's not our quarterback right now. I wish him well. I hope we get somebody for him that's equal value. That's all I can tell you. I don't care what's a third, fourth round pick. Got to get something for him.
Last show, I can recall, we were throwing James Harden under the bus. We were saying he was washed up. We were saying that the Philadelphia 76ers were done. We said gentlemen sweep at best. Now we see that every home team has won their home game. And we know when you win game five, when the series is tied 2-2, 84% you usually win the series. But I'm going to ask you, Ice, is this series going to go seven? Is this series going to go seven? And who you got in seven games with Miami and Philly? And what's your reason why?
Wow, man. That's they tied that game up 2-2. I thought they was ready. I don't know how in the world Doc Rivers didn't have these guys ready yesterday to lose by 30. I don't know if it was Embiid a little upset or not getting the MVP, but it wasn't just him. Harden didn't have a good game. Tobias Harris and these guys are veterans. And I can understand the role players not having a great game. But these are starters, man. I was looking forward to James Harden to bounce back with another 25 to 30 point game, but he didn't struggle. The whole team struggled. I think right now Miami Heat's finding they look click now. They put Victor Oladipo in there. A lot of guys that can play, a lot of guards, a lot of moving, a lot of good shooters and scores. I think it's going to be seven games, but I'm going with the Heat in seven. They got to step it up. If not, it might be in six, man. Might be in six, but I'm thinking Miami Heat to win the series, though. Streets is talking about
you got the Heat winning the series in seven.
I got Jimmy Butler has turned. Jimmy Butler is one step away from a superstar, one inch away from a superstar. I don't know why he's not up there yet, but he's proving me every day he come up big. I don't know if it's his attitude, people don't think that, but we all who play basketball, hoopers, real hoopers, you know, you a hooper. Jimmy Butler is legit. He's the borderline. If Kawhi Leonard and Paul George up there, if they near a superstar status, he need to be right there with him. He ain't Kevin Durant or the Greek Freak or LeBron James, but he right there. What you think, Elbert?
I said this, and I said this on the show the other night, and guys were saying that I was crazy. But Jimmy Butler is the bucket getter. Jimmy has done his thing. And to see the thing with Jimmy Butler, when he gets cooking, then he starts facilitating, then you're in trouble. Everybody was talking about Tyrese Maxey. Oh, Tyrese Maxey, he is this and this. Yes, he's a good player, but he's not up there yet to play a big three. Now, the elephant in the room is Tobias Harris. Where is he when they need him the most? Now, I will say he balled in Miami the first two games and others didn't come, but they need a whole collective unit to get it done. And I say this all the time, ICE. Them guys, when they get on the road, they sleeping in hotel rooms. They eating hotel food. They partying. They down in South Beach. Or they in funky Philly, baby, where it always goes down. So I have to say that Miami's going to win this series. And right now, as you would say, ICE, it's a case of emergency, I have to reevaluate Doc Rivers. This is his worst playoff loss ever, 35 points, took him to the back of the shed, and he handled them. They handled them. So I'm going to go with Miami just on the strength of the consistency of the culture. And the seventh game is in Miami, and I don't see guys on Philly
as a unit, putting it all together with Embiid winning that series. So I got Miami. What about the next series, ICE? You got Phoenix and you got the Mavericks. Phoenix, once again, gave up two games on the road. They pulled it out last night. I keep trying to tell guys, Devin Booker is a superstar. Stop playing with Boogie. Devin Booker is a superstar. Book it, Dano. Book is a superstar. I don't care what anyone says. He's a superstar. Been to the finals, multiple all-star games. And when he's had somebody with him, even when CP3 lays an egg, he comes through and he wins the game. I'm concerned about CP3. He's had three bad games. The other two games on the road, I don't know. So I'm asking you, Ike, who wins that series with Phoenix up 3-2? Does Dallas come back? I said it was going to go six. I remember other guys on the Dream Team last Wednesday said it was going to be a gentleman sweep. I said six. You think it's going to go seven, ICE? And who has the edge?
I'm going six. And I'm going with Phoenix right now. Chris Paul, again, is not playing his best the last three games. They have found the chemistry and it's stopping him. And you said the magic word, man, about Devin Booker, man. He's right there with Jimmy Butler, you know, as a borderline superstar. I think he's there just like Jimmy Buckets there. You know, you don't have guys coming to NBA scoring 70 points at an early age. No one does that at an early age. No one. I don't care. You might score 50 in a game at a young age. I can name a couple guys that score 50. You never heard from them again. Don't score 70 points in an NBA game and think this is not for real. This guy is a superstar in the makings. Phoenix got a young team, upcoming team. I like where Dallas is going right now. They need another shooter. I like when they move the ball. But Dallas don't have enough right now. I think Hardaway would have been there, you know, somebody to help them out a little bit more. They got a couple of legit scores. Bronson stepped up a little bit, Smith. But these guys are not, you know, a third option. So right now I'm going to go with Phoenix Suns in six. And Dallas has showed me something. And Luka is one of the best players in the world. Going with Phoenix in six, L Boogie. What you think, baby?
It's hard to say with these guys because nobody in either series has shown me that they can win on the road. No one, not even Chris Paul, and that concerns me. We'll see if Mikal Bridges, if he can get it done on the road. If Mr. Ayton, he's the key. He has to show his dominance. When he has over 20 points and over 10 rebounds, them guys come through. They win it. I don't understand why. I'm going to say it one more time. I don't understand why DeAndre Ayton doesn't understand that he's the most dominant player on the floor, and he needs to show it if he wants to get that money. Now, you need to play for that money, Mr. Ayton. You need to play like an ape. I'm going to call him Ape Ayton. He needs to play like that tomorrow night. And I have the Phoenix Suns winning that series in six. But if it goes seven, I'm going to still go with Phoenix at home. Luka has done better with his passing. Other guys have got involved. But as you see, Bullock, he didn't even score on the road. My man, Finney Smith, he didn't even score. The game four, he had a career high in the playoffs with 24 points and 8 3-pointers. But if it goes seven, it's all up to the superstars, and we going to see what they do when it gets there. Before we go to break, I want to ask you, NBA has announced its most valuable player of the league. My man, the Joker, he won it. And it's been some real grumblings, ICE. Do you think he deserves it, or should that been Joel Embiid's award, and why?
Oh man, both of those guys were great this year, man. Under the circumstance, both had bad circumstances. Devin lost two of the good players. They've been out for the year. But I would have to go with Embiid, man, this year. I thought it was, you know, and I don't, because you can't lead the lead in scoring. You had you come in the league without Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, which, you know, he'd be missing the action in some game. He was your number two scorer. And then middle through the year, you get James Harden. Then, you know, a guy like Maxey wasn't really relevant at the beginning of the year. Now he comes around in the middle of the year. Now he's balling right now. But right now, I just think they not all the way there right now. But you do have Tobias Harris, who's a legit fourth scorer, is not showing up. And B showed me that he can carry a team without superstars. James Harden was struggling. He still was holding his own. But I think they're giving him the joke of the vote because head-to-head, he outplayed Embiid. And in games against the Greek Freak outplayed him. He outplayed him one game. So he didn't dominate those MVP candidates like the Joker did. The Joker was better than everybody he played against. He had triple-doubles, big monster games. And, you know, I don't like the voters who vote for these guys. To me, you know, I've seen guys like Bill Simmons and Brian Windhorst, guys they never touched in. Got three women who never played basketball shining on these boats. And again, as you know, you are a hooper. We got to put ourselves in these guys' shoes. If you're a hooper, if you're a baller, who you gonna go for this year? If you're a basketball player, NBA player, who are you voting for? The Joker, bad boy. I ain't gonna lie, but Embiid did some things this year, man. He dominated. It's like the last time a center has led the league in scoring was Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, so that says a lot right there. 30 points is hard to come by. I don't know if Embiid can ever have a year again like this year, right? I think it's one of the best years he ever had. Now, if he has average 28, 29 next year, I'm quite sure he can do that. But I don't see him scoring 30 a game from here on out. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was a snub for him. I don't know. Again, I hate the voters who vote for them. I want to see all the guys. I think it should change it, man. That some of the NBA players, top 35 players, anybody should be able to shine in on votes. The guys like Brian Windhorst, who ain't never picked up a basketball in his life. Bill Simmons, who just been talked and ain't never played basketball. That's just my opinion, man. But Udoka, I'm not mad he won it because he's a great player, man. He's one of the best center players I've ever seen. And I'm talking about Akeem, Elijah Ryan, Ewing, David Robinson. He do a lot. But I thought this year, Joe Embiid was the best player, MVP of the league. That's my take on that one.
Streets! Now, I'm going to say this. Yeah, Joel Embiid could have won the MVP, but I'm not mad at who got the MVP. Field goals made, Joker, 764 to Joel Embiid, 666. Field goal attempts, 20 more by Embiid. Now listen to this, field goal percentage, 58% Joker, 49% Embiid. Pointers made, 97 by Joker, 93 by Embiid. And I could go down the line. But one thing that I will say that Joel Embiid did that I thought that was better, and as he rebounded a little bit better, and I'll say this about Joel Embiid. Just the eye test, man. I can say stats. I can go, you know, compare these stats that I'm comparing. You know, both guys shot 81% from the foul line. But just dominance this year, I got to go Joel Embiid. I think he should have won it. Better record. More circumstances as far as what was going on. I just think he should have got MVP this year. And let me ask you this, ICE, with guys like Kawhi Leonard coming back, Tatum evolving, other guys getting better, do you think this is the best year for Embiid? Do we got another run in it to get another MVP?
That's what I'm saying, L Boogie. That's exactly what I'm saying. These guys, he had to do what he had to do earlier this year, having 40-point monster games, 40-20 games, 40-18 point games. But he was dominant down there, man. He didn't have the players. So now coming up this year, he's not going to have the Maxies and the Tobias Harris and Harden. So he's not going to give you 30 a game. I told you, he'll be a cool 27-28. But he was almost at 31 a game. He was at 30. He was at 30.8. That's almost 31 a game. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think you're gonna get it again. Not scoring 30.
When we come back, we're gonna talk the other two series: Milwaukee, Boston, Golden State, Memphis.
Turn to the city, I run on the night.
It's bad blood between
I keep me
all night. Four, don't you?
Created history, it made me a lot.
He tried
to diss me, and it ain't no fault. We call him Chauncey, cause they gonna chop. Took a half a fight, cause that pussy pop. I
you better
like
tell
that,
a friend,
got it
tell
all
a
off.
Friend.
Cardia,
tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm the best man in the suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some syrup in the can and it's dry. Grinding the special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She mean it's in Brooklyn, she cannot decide. The ladies, Mercedes, will go to surprise. Don't sleep on this lady, her pussy a prize. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. Bitch, you ain't slick, I can tell her disguise. I'm good at my wrist, put her gas in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her high. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't no fox. We call them toxic cause they gonna chop. Took her out of violence cause that pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
Cash, money, cash, cash, burn, 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 I took the Billy Coop back then I hopped in Kaya. I quit the bitch in the front and the Billy in front of the driver. And man, I sit there and weedy, can't smoke in the road, right, wow, wow. I'm still double cut up, I'm drinking, I chewed off the tires, huh? I'm in the coop by myself. I had to kick a door when I was five. Key to who was on the shelf. Hostess be round in the fast. I'm sick and tired of these young niggas act like they fine and telling them lies. Acting like they the one created this and they get all this drip from my guy. Yeah, Cartier eyes, Cartier coke, Cartier ass, the watch. Cartier love, Cartier
ass, the time. Like that Cartier song, man. Shout out to phone. Shout out to my man, Chunk, and they listening.
Cartier back with a Cartier
I appreciate you guys.
I'm really cool with 200 and that. Cartier jeans, ain't no way I can stand. Ain't no way I'ma ever gon' go.
I just jumped on the internet. This camp in itself says the Brown sabotage.
It's lit.
I like the 504 boys, I move through the live, babe.
You need to work and get
this
better.
This is a solar flame behind just to show you the time frame. Honey, no doubt on my desk, but I'm still up the side, eh?
Series.
In my
account,
in my truck, in my driveway. I'm in that photo
every
by myself. No, it's 100 more niggas outside. No,
we
know. Right to the death.
Had
some years, ain't no way I get tired. I gotta do what I feel.
Any purpose of this time, they win the series.
Oh well. I put
so right now,
myself.
Philly.
And then for Richard Mill, I'm like Odell.
She's leading the Suns and the Heat are up 3-2 going on the road. Do they close it out at 6? Or do it go to 7? And out of those two series, if it does go 7, who you think has the best chance to win a game 7 on the road?
Your mama can fly. Had some trouble with the shit in the sky. About to end, you know the devil will try. So high, you thought Paris Hilton was
coming.
When we
Jack
come out, we can't help but leave damage. At the party, I should roll out the planet. Laid the map out, but they didn't understand it. When I'm on road, I fuck on a Grammy.
Yeah. It's been a couple. Kobe Bryant only got one in D.C.
It's hard to come by in the NBA. And speaking of that, ask you, Isaac, before we go to the other series, out of those two series, which team that you think, if they went on the road between Dallas and Philly, has a chance to win game seven? I'm going to ask you first before I give you my take. And we go
That's a no-brainer, man. That's silly, man. Come on, Doc has been in all these seven games and blew plenty of them, so he knows more than anybody. But you got these veterans, Joel Embiid, MVP candidates the last 2 years, James Harden, former MVP, been to the conference finals. It's no brainer to me. They should be the favorite to win on the road. Seven games here. They've been there. Luka is about to, Dallas just probably made it the last 3 years. They've been getting eliminated the first 2 years in the first round, so they really don't know nothing about this right here. So, I'm going to go with Philly as a team that should be able to win a game on the road. That should be no problem right there for James Harden to step up and a Joel Embiid MVP guy to step up. Even a guy like Tobias Harris, who on this team may be the fourth option, but he's been the second and third option before in his career. You know, the last game before this game, he had 24. He was on fire. He's been playing solid throughout the playoffs. We need him to step up in the game seven. Older guys, veterans, 8 to 10 years in the league, no excuse. Philly should be the team to come out of that if they had to. What do you think, Ed Boogie?
So you said if they had to, you would go with Philly? If they had to go between Philly and the Mavericks, if you
go
seven?
I got
to
go with Philly all day.
I respectfully disagree.
Don't have enough.
I respectfully disagree because of James Harden. We've seen history with James Harden where he has flunked the test. I mean, you get him for this situation, don't you?
Yeah, but, he got a better.
Go ahead.
I just don't think he's not the first option now. That's the good thing about it. You know, I know he was faltered in game seven and had bad playoff games and clinchers, but he's not the lead guy. Get that ball there and be, if you got an open three, you can hit your three and get your assist. He's not going to go 1-16. He'll have his assist, and he'll score by what he's scoring right now. If he gives you 17 to 20 points, I think that's good for James Harden on the road with, 10 to 12 assists. Now, if he explodes, then we know what it is.
I have to respectfully disagree with you. I'm going with Dallas because they have a mega superstar on their team and Luka Doncic that I think that can carry just because of the matchup. And he has performed in clutch time when needed be. We've seen it. We've seen him hit game winners, a la Clippers in the bubble. We've seen him when he's on a roll. We've only seen one game with James Harden where he's done what we expected him to do as a superstar. So I'm going to go Dallas. If it goes seven, I'm scared. And I love Phoenix, but I don't trust CP3, man. I just don't. Two guys I don't trust at times when it gets crunch time. At times, and when they do something remarkable, I'm kind of surprised. And we label them superstars or goats at their positions, and that's James Harden and Chris Paul. So I think if it goes seven, I got Miami. I just don't think Philly has enough dog in them with Tobias Harris disappearing and James Harden maybe disappearing. Let's not forget, he's a veteran. And he played a hell of a game at home, but on the road he's giving you nothing. And that's Danny Green.
Danny Green hasn't done anything on the road. So I have to go. I have to go with those two teams. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about first Memphis and Golden State. Shout out to my man, let him rest in peace, Adrian Payne from Michigan State. He was gunned down helping out another lady during a domestic violence situation. So shout out to Adrian Payne. That was, I say that to say also because that was one of Draymond Green's best friends. They had Steve Kerr out with the COVID. The Splash Brothers weren't splashing. It wasn't a splash. It was a puddle. It wasn't a pool party. That was a puddle. It wasn't a pool. It was a kiddie pool. And Memphis let it slip away. They let one slip away, ICE. I'm going to ask you, does Phoenix close out the night or does it go 6 or 7?
You know, man, Memphis has been great without Ja Morant. And the reason why was a guy by the name of Desmond Bane, okay? And Jones from Duke, he's a great point guard. He's the epitome of a point guard, a leader who don't turn the ball over. But the whole Memphis team has been great this year when Ja Morant has been not available. But in the last 5 games, one of the best players on the team has been missing in action. Desmond Bane is averaging 7 points a game. In 5 games, he hasn't scored in double figures yet. I don't understand what's going on with him. I don't know about his short arms, his running back style. I don't know. But he has not shown up, and there's no way Golden State going to let this team stay with them right now. Now that they had a good game plan the last game, but Desmond Bane didn't show up. But if they play together again, they got a chance to win a game. But they still got good defense. They're just taking bad shots. Jared Jackson taking threes out this world. That's crazy shots. I like him down low. Great defensive player, though. You know, I like him down on the block. You know, but I think it's over for Memphis right now for the simple fact you need that star Ja Morant. Golden State is not playing lights out, but they 3-time champions. You guys still got Clay over there and Curry and Draymond Green. You got the glue over there, and you got a young guy and Poole is stepping it up right now. So I think Golden State should win this game easily tonight. We'll be surprised if Desmond Bane have a breakout game, but it's going to be too late. Golden State in 6.
So Golden State, because they're veterans, they're going to finish them off tonight.
Got to, man. These guys, the Memphis is young. They second year in the playoffs. They advanced. They did some good things this year. They're young, up-and-coming team. They're taking their lumps like all the rest of these teams, young teams, you know, got to go through. But their team is the future. It is the future, and you got to take your lumps as champions. And this is a good way to learn. Why not take your lumps from Golden State Warriors? Because I think in the next year or two, they're going to be the team to beat. Talk to you, baby.
You want to take your lumps, but you want to take your lumps with your best player on the floor experienced and getting lumps hit on him. He has to be out there as well, getting some experience. I hope Ja has learned from this situation, this year in particular, and others who are very explosive like him. Ja needs to get in the weight room. Ja needs to eat better. And Ja needs to get his jump shot better. And I know it was a fluke accident. I know it happened on defense. But if somebody just kind of like touch your knee or grab it, trying to grab the ball, and you get a bone bruise like that, Ja, as I would say in the streets, you B.O.B., baby. You a bag of bones. You a bag of bones walking around.
shout out to my son, man. I want to say shout out to my man Taj, man. He rolling with me. Shout out to Taj, man. We've been rolling for a minute, but I'll say this, ICE. Don't let those young boys stick around even while they down. You have to. And I don't understand as a coach, do you pull Mr. Jackson to the side and say, hey, Jack, you 0-7. When you in that paint, you dominant. That's your block. Nobody right. can sell drugs on your block. You're a bully down there. But you mesmerized by playing a team who shoot three, so you just went crazy. And guess what? He was 0-7. He was 7-14. So in two-point range, he was 50% ICE. And I know he's young, but I think he has to get better with his IQ offensively and defensively, getting in foul trouble and taking ill-advised shots. Tell you this, yeah, Golden State looks good, but they're beatable, as you see. They're not, listen to this, Ice, and I know this is, I'm not going to compare it to football, but I am. Guys can be beat. They can be off for some nights in basketball, just like football. We all thought Patrick Mahomes was just going to run the table. He only got one ring and only been to two Super Bowls. And we was ready to anoint him just the king of the hill. We can't just keep anointing Golden State. They have to earn these victories now. It's not any more super teams. It's a league. It's a league full of parity. And I love it. That takes us to the biggest series to me in the semifinals. Milwaukee, Boston. The series is tied. I'm asking you, ICE, Boston's up 71-65 with about 4 minutes to go. Who you got winning this game? And like I said before, whoever wins game five most likely wins the series. Who you got winning tonight and who you got winning this series? Oh,
man.
I want to say this too to my man Dez Bang. You said that they reportedly said he has a bad back all of a sudden.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm just letting you know,
man,
what's going on with that.
I wouldn't want to tell nobody that. I wouldn't want to tell nobody that. That's the excuse. That's the excuse from going from 20 a game to 7 a game, just a 3-time champ. I don't like it. He's young, but he's young, though. So, he had a lot of pressure because he's actually like the second best scorer on that team. You know, Jared Jackson is a defensive guru, and he's an up-and-coming scorer. But the best scorers on that team is guy, Devin, it says it. You know what I'm saying? He got almost 28 games. Not showing it. But if that hurt, we're going to go with that right there. That's what they say. We're going to go with it.
Milwaukee, Boston. Who you got winning tonight? And who you got winning the series? ICE.
Tonight, this game has been like the conference finals right here. I think these two are the best teams right here in the Eastern Conference right now. Even without Chris Middleton on that team, Milwaukee is still tough to beat right now, as you can see. Boston is loaded. Right now, they got the better team right now, today, and they might end up winning this game today. But if they don't and Chris Middleton comes back these next couple of games, I'm going with the champions to beat in 7 games. If he don't come back, yes, if he don't come back, they're right there with these guys, okay? And they got their whole team, Boston do. And Horford's at an all-time high at 35 years old right now. They're playing some of the best ball they ever played. Even Horford, man, he was outstanding last game, and he's still balling. But Milwaukee is down a man. Drew Holiday hasn't been shooting like he normally do. Porter ain't been really doing like he did last year. But they're still right there. They're still right there. The game six, and Chris Middleton, And they in Milwaukee, give me the Bucks, baby. It's a Greek Freak. He for real. He's for real. He's the next LeBron James right now. Is how he playing. He got working on a jump shot right now. Okay, he's 2-for-19 in this series right now. And he's 2-for-15 the last series in 3-point range. Other than that, man, he's been great all around. You know, so Chris Middleton come back. I think team to beat through the whole thing if that whole team is healthy. But Boston, if they don't, I think Boston team to beat. And he's the two best teams in the league right now. The streets is talking, baby. Come talk to me. Talk to me. Am I right or am I wrong? What?
Woo-wee. We going to see. We going to get some callers in. Lil B, hit me with a kite, man. Let me know if you want to get in. Green Eye Bandit, I see you. If you want to get in, let me know. And listen, I'm sorry. I love Milwaukee. I love Giannis. But can the crowd say, ow, ow, say, ow, ow? Hey, man, Big Al, he put his OG foot down Monday night. He saved his best for Monday night. They needed it. And Jason Tatum closed the show. I'm kind of worried about Jason Tatum. Yes, he closed. He had 30. But if they would have lost that game, oh, my. I'm wondering where would Jason Tatum be if he lost that game, because he waited too long to turn it on. He waited too long to turn it on. And I'm going to say this, too. The key for Milwaukee ICE is Jrue Holiday. Holiday has to score 25 every game for those guys to win. In the two victories, Holiday had 25. And he has to be efficient. And you got to get the others. And as you see, Marcus Smart, right now, he has 15, 6-for-9 from the field. And he's at home. He woke up in his own bed last night. I'm going to go with Boston in 7, if it does go 7. I just think the absence of Chris Middleton is hurting Milwaukee, and they have no one to come off the dribble. As great as Giannis is, and we know that he handles the ball, we know that. But they need that wing guy. So I'm going to go with Boston. I've been going with Boston. I got Boston winning the night and the series. So will it go 7? Maybe. But if it does, I'm still going with the guys in green, man. And that's the Celtic, the leprechaun, not the green and black. You know what I mean? The bug don't stop here. It's the Celtics, baby. But give us a call if you want to get in. Throw me a kite. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Some that. We're going to get into your silence. Throw me a kite if you want to get in. Shout out to Lil B. Shout out to Philly Steel. Shout out to Ball. I see you, Dunk. I see you, Big Al. Big Brother Almighty, I see you, Green Eye Bandit, I see you in the streets. Better tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girls. Street!
I don't need none. I got court tomorrow. I don't need y'all. I don't need self. I got shit to do. Only God can judge me. Who the fuck is you? They say, who the hell? Nigga, we that. 10 straight days, I get time 3 that. Never, ever, ever serve a nigga where you sleep at. DJ at the door, nigga, you ain't try to see that. See my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rocks. Had the nerve to write me a dear young letter. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let the swear you to talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. You niggas 17-5, you niggas paying too much.
They say who that? Who that? Nigga, we that? Who that? Shot a red on the track.
Next time I re-up, I'ma buy me a
black tape, but the tape's mixed. Black tape, red tape, all on one way. Get him on the floor,
get him on the floor.
Last night, I swear to God, a man on the floor.
Better
sleep on the money like a pillow on the floor. Woke up, got money, I had to get it off the floor.
MVP.
I'm not mad. Some people are mad.
Is this the best year that Joel Embiid would have got it? Oh, yeah. It's some rumblings in Cleveland from Baker Mayfield's camp. They've been saying that the Cleveland Browns have sabotaged him, his development, and his career. It's the streets, man. Let me know. First caller. All-time caller, all-time listener, man. We going to get him in the building with the deal. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby.
Drink Chang, what it do, my guy? Hope everybody good.
Oh, man.
Yo.
We hanging in there, man. Talk to us, baby.
First, I want to address Baker Mayfield. I really don't want to address Baker Mayfield, but let me address Baker Mayfield. Hey, man. You got enough tape out there on you for these people to come to the conclusion that you ain't a franchise guy, man. Stop whining. Stop pouting. Hey, man. The tape speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, Baker, and another thing I think people tend to forget, y'all, this regime we got now, you know, the upper management, the hierarchy of the organization, those people did not draft Baker Mayfield, man. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't their draft pick. So they have no obligation, no loyalty, no nothing to him, man. I don't think he understands the business aspect of the NFL yet. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I think he's real immature about that side of the, you know, the league right now. Like, I think he thinks, oh, I'm playing with a messed up shoulder, yada, yada. I went to the playoffs the year before, and that's just not how professional sports work, as you know. Teams trying to get better all year, every year, by whatever means necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody on the chop block, if you ain't, you know, a selected few individuals. You know what I mean? You right to be replaced. And you got to earn your job every year. Like, I just don't think he, you know, really respected the business side of the NFL yet. And he getting a lesson in it right now, clearly. But I think it's teams that'll take a chance on it. But, you know, the contract, the numbers, they ain't working out for him. So Cleveland's going to have to eat a lot of that contract to get rid of it. That's just what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Haslam got the money, so just eat it and be done with it, man. And get this, you know, sweep this shit under the rug, man, because it's an unnecessary drag on what we're trying to do right now. You know what I'm saying? It's time to close the chapter on that book and keep it moving. straight up. Joel Embiid, I'm of the mindset that he got robbed. But let me explain why I think he got robbed. Because, okay, you can argue the numbers with Jokic. We all know Jokic's a hell of a player. Ain't nobody, I don't think, you ain't going to find nobody to dispute that. I think for all the considerations, for whatever numbers you're putting up, you got to have a team capable of going somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't nobody, I don't think, who thought Denver could do anything in the playoffs. If they did, they lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, your team got to be able to, you got to be in some kind of contention for something. And I don't think nobody thought the Nuggets had a chance, and they would be right. So I think based on Embiid and the Sixers having a better chance to go further along in the playoffs combined with his numbers, I thought that should have gave him the edge over Jokic. You know what I'm saying? That's just my own opinion. Like, I thought Embiid should have got it personally. But whatever. It is what it is. If anything, it should be motivation for him to go out there and go harder. Is it really bothering you? Go out there and dominate. Put pussy footing around with them 18, 20 footers, jumpers. Get your ass on the block and punish people. Because you physically, well, indeed, nobody. Like, forget about it. You can't do nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? Get out on that block, go to work. Show them how mad you is. Go to work. You get all the jump shots and all that, man. Get on that block, go to work. Straight up. I want to hit on a couple of these theories real fast, and I'm just going to talk about the one I got money bet on, the Memphis Golden State series. I thought it was a horrible matchup for the Warriors. I really did, because I thought that I still think it is a bad matchup for the Warriors. I just think the experience and you know, they're showing their playoff mettle. For real, you know what I'm saying? Like some of these shots Memphis is taking, man, I don't think bad is the word for some of these shots, man. Like, they horrible. You know what I'm saying? And see, the thing with Memphis is too, they're a much better team defensively when Zion ain't on the court. I don't know if anybody else pay attention to that, but I do. They play way better defense when he ain't out there. And that's because he got to step his defense up. The kid is much too athletic and skilled to not be able to keep people in front of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep people in front of you, Ja. Make them shoot over you. Like, you can't keep people in front. You can't keep people from going by and he get backdoor line. He don't play defense, you know, as well as he's going to need to make these advances he needs to make. And he got to change his game around some. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I played the game at a high level, high enough level, not higher than some of y'all, Boogie, you know, but if y'all know, like I know, when you have this type of game where you constantly going to the paint, to the bucket, that shit drains the hell out of you, man. It takes a lot of energy to constantly go to the rack. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know this when y'all play, like, that take a lot of energy, man. Keep going to the rack, like, and he got to alter his game some and improve his jump shot. Get in the gym. I don't know. He's so slight. Maybe he won't be able to bulk up maybe for 10 or 12 pounds. But if it could be 10 or 12 pounds of muscle and still keep the same explosiveness, he'd be in a much better position than he is now. He's just too slight, you know what I'm saying? Too slight to ask right now. Like, he gotta put on some muscle. He gotta get stronger. Not necessarily bigger, but he has to get stronger. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I see that they gone. My money gone. You know what I mean? They gonna lose this series, of course. But in the next year or two, you know, maybe a couple of new additions, watch them. They gonna be ready. Primed and ready. This Boston and Milwaukee series, it is the best series on the marquee in the semifinals. And I think no Middleton is killing Milwaukee. Like, you can't, Giannis, it's too much for him. You know what I mean? Like, he can't, He got to get his, facilitate everybody else. Like, that's asking a lot from your 7-foot center. You know what I mean? Middleton's importance is clear. He guard his man. He can get you 20 to 25. You know, that ain't easily replaceable. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you can't just replace that. The guy who's going to guard his man and get you 20 to 25 on the other end, create his own shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need two people in the playoffs who can get their own, at least two. You got more than two, like Golden State, you blessed. But you need at least two who can get their own. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that right now. And Jrue Holiday hasn't been consistent enough, you know, to step up into that role. You know what I mean? And they might go down. They really might go down. It's really looking that way. I just don't think they got enough to deal with Boston. Phoenix, Dallas do this every year. Like, we ain't going to play around with them. They're going to beat Dallas. Like, we stop playing. We all know that. This Milwaukee, I mean, that Miami, Philly, it's going 7. Who wins game 7? Who knows? But Philly going to win the next game. You know what I'm saying? Boston up 15 right now with about 10 minutes left in the fourth. So it's looking bad for Milwaukee right now. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's my take right there, y'all, and everything. Appreciate the platform. All right.
Streets, we appreciate you, Philly Phil. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street. Yeah, Uncle Phil. Man. Tell a whole bunch of them.
Oh, man, next on the marquee, my little PZ, man. Used to be one of my little PZs at CCC. My man, Lil B. Lil B, you in the building, baby.
Lil B.
What up, Coach? What's up, Coach?
Hey,
man, what's
B
up,
is,
man?
We've been talking NBA playoffs. We've been talking NFL with Baker Mayfield. He says the Browns have sabotaged him. That's what he says. And we've been talking Joel Embiid. Do you think he was robbed for the MVP? It's on yours, bitch.
All right, man. First, I'm going to speak on Faker, man. Faker Mayfield. That's what I call him. You know, like last week, shout out to my bro Dunk. You know, we don't contain these, you know, players like him, man, because he ain't, you know, like y'all was saying, he more in tune with what's going on off the field, more so than on the field. Instead of working on his game, he already undersized, but instead of working on his game and to get better and to be a better teammate, to be a leader and a role player and a franchise player, like a number one pick supposed to be, he's more so worried about progressive, all this, who talking about him, you know what I mean? And then, like y'all was like Zeke was just speaking on as well, sports is about what you can do for me now. We ain't talking about last year or 2 years ago. Yeah, that was cool what you did for us, took us to the playoffs. We not knocking that, but ever since then, it's been downhill from there. And, you know, our roster is loaded. You know, and another point I want to speak on from like Doug was saying last week, our draft was getting Deshaun Watson. Now we got some mobility, and now we can make some moves and, you know, get downfield. With him, it was too inconsistent, you know what I mean? And he always was pointing the other finger instead of pointing at himself, making excuses. And, you know, excuses only going to get you so far, especially in the NFL. Now, speaking on, you know, Joel Embiid, me personally, I think he was robbed, you know, because they got a better team. Now, you know, Joke, I love Joke, you know. I don't take nothing away from Joke. His numbers, you can't really speak bad about Joke because his numbers don't lie. But as far as his team, it's only so far they can go. You know, they got injury problems. Michael Porter Jr. down, you know, Murray down. So it's like they ain't looking too good as far as when it comes playoffs. But Joel Embiid, he done came a long way. He playing with injuries. He's stepping up, doing everything. And the numbers showing, you know what I mean? I mean, granted, they got blew out yesterday. But, you know, for far as consistency-wise, he was right there, neck and neck. So I think he got robbed because they had a better team. Now, as far as these playoffs, this series right here, this Boston and this Milwaukee series, I call this a statement series. You got these young gunners and the Celtics, you know, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, and you got the other. You know, they let them know, like, you know, they like a street game. Like, these young bulls coming up in the streets, like, y'all ain't about to just walk over us, dog. Y'all got another thing coming. You know what I mean? In Milwaukee, with Middleton being down, it ain't looking too good for him because, you know, they ain't got that off-the-ball dribbler that can get that shot up. And everybody else ain't really stepping up, you know. And by Giannis being a seven-footer, yeah, he can create, but it's only so much he can create and he can do being a seven-footer. And Holiday ain't consistent right now. So the way it's looking, I don't know. Meeks might have an edge. The way it's looking, I don't know. The Celtics might pull it off, man. I ain't going to lie because they determined and they hungry, and it seems like they want it. You know, I'm
with Paul B. You know, let him know.
Hey, the freak, he won the league, but right now, far as that hunger, that tenacity, and want to just, you know, it's our turn now. That's the Celtics, like, man, it's our turn now. We about to take names. So, if y'all ain't gonna step up, we rolling for real, for real. So, that's my take on that. And I wanted to say this too as well, man. My bad for being a late bloomer to y'all's show, man. I'm tuning in every week from now on. You know, man, I respect what y'all doing. I love the streets. I love y'all. What y'all talk about on the current events, far as the sports and all that, man. So, you know, it's much love from here, man. Keep evolving. Keep standing up and keep being positive.
Oh, that my boy B right there. Hey, yo, Boo, tell him what he got to do.
Appreciate it, Lil B. And don't forget, Lil B, you got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
A whole lot, bro. You sound like you got a whole bunch of them.
That's Lil B right there, man. We about to get to another caller. He from the field, man. We call it Mansfield, and we call him Bones because he played them Bones, T-Roy. He played them dominoes.
He
my
ain't
man.
On them
and
piano skills.
Man, we call him Good Bones. Good Bones, you in the building, baby.
What's up, y'all? What's going down, man? Good Bones, check this y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Check this here out, man. Baker Mayfield, for real. Y'all keep playing with it. I hope they send him to Seattle or somewhere like that, man. But y'all slipping on Baker, man. He got you to the playoffs. Now you want to dog the nigga. You know what I'm saying? He had a bad year. He played like a warrior. He played like a warrior. That dude played when he was hurt, man. That surprised me. It ain't all about the money with Baker. Baker won his spot in the NFL, and he going to take it. Watch what I tell you. If they give him a chance in Seattle, I think he'll come up.
If not Seattle, where can he go, Bo?
I believe you, baby. I believe you. I believe you, big dog.
Let him go to the Raiders. Let him go to the Raiders then. I think you'll have a good time with the Raiders.
He ain't taking Derek Carr spot. You can stop that.
Man, Derek Carr and all that. He all right.
Man.
He all that. My Broncos
what
going number one this year.
What you think about these playoffs, Bo? Who you think will win between Boston and Milwaukee?
Man, them little young Philly boys out there shooting, man. Boston out there shooting, man. They doing their thing. But you know I want Giannis to win. You know I'm going big or go home. I got to go with them, man. Got to go with the champ. I can't mess around and go with them little young gunners. But they proving themselves, though. They're a scary team, man. They end up beating them boys. I think they might go all the way with it. They looking good.
Who you got with Philly and the Heat?
Man, hard and bad luck. Man, that dude know he bad luck, man. But I'm trying to go a roll with 76ers, man. I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to get them together. I'm going to go with 76ers, man. I'm hoping Harden listen to this, man. Stop being a bomb. Get it together, man. You and Joe, you the reason why he ain't got the little MVP thing. Because they added a big-time player to their team. They ain't do that with the Joker, whoever won it. They ain't do it with him.
Who you think going to win it out in the West? You think Phoenix is going to take down Dallas? You think Memphis is going to get closed out tonight by Golden State?
Man, you know Golden State gonna take it all, but Phoenix gonna be right there with them, man. Golden State gonna take it all, man. Y'all gotta respect the three-peat champs, man. Y'all gotta respect them, man. They got three of them up under.
Come on, Bones. You sound like you scratching the surface, man.
I gotta give it to him, man. I'm rolling with Curry, the best shooter in the world. I'm rolling with him. I got to.
Street.
I feel y'all now,
man. Who you got coming
hey,
up?
We appreciate you. We appreciate you calling. Let me ask you one more question, because my man also a LeBron James fan. What do the Los Angeles Lakers need to do, man, to get better? They need to trade LeBron.
Hell no, man.
Is LeBron going to be a Laker next year, man?
Let the King go out. Of course he is, man. That's the King. He can go wherever he want to go. He a winner. Wherever he go, he a winner. That's why I'm telling you, he's the dope, the greatest of all time. I said, Good Bone said, fuck them six rings. Look how long he tormented the league, being a kid, a child, coming up tormenting niggas, man. I love LeBron, man. I love that man. Good Bone.
I understand that you're a bronsexual, but you say he's a winner, and yes, throughout his career. But right now, he is not winning, and he won't win again.
Hey, man, when you're a one-minute time as LeBron,
he's a Robin now.
Jordan did it with the Wizards, but didn't nobody say nothing about that, huh? Did nobody say nothing about Jordan when he was losing with the Wizards, did he? They ain't do that.
He knew
he win without
losing with the Wizards.
No,
he didn't
have.
This is what I'm gonna say about that. Can I rebuttal that? Please, what I'm gonna say about that. Michael Jordan played because he had to own the piece of the team. At the time,
oh, man.
The Washington Wizards. Secondly, LeBron James, listen to me, LeBron James had more talent than Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan still went to the playoffs. Had more talent.
Against
the Los Angeles Lakers with Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James. You mean to tell me that you still can't get to the playoffs and you AKA the GOAT? Come on, man.
He missed 42 games.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I'm gonna let it be. Okay, check this out, L. Have you ever, you're a basketball star. You did your little thing back in the day. You got proof and everything, so I'm gonna give you that. Now, when you was playing with somebody that was better than you, and you had a jealous enviousness in your heart that you knew you was better than he was, and y'all both jailed together, and now y'all a powerhouse, you know what I'm saying? Even though he get all the credit, and you know you better than him, y'all still a dangerous team, right? Right?
Keep going. Okay, he's better than
Keep
you.
Keep going.
That's Jordan and Pippen. Pippen always been jealous of Jordan. That was their drive for Pippen to keep up with Jordan and allow them to be a dangerous team like they was, man. You see what I'm saying? But you can have that with LeBron. LeBron can go anywhere and win.
But see,
give me this nigga over here off the corner.
No.
I'll take him. Yes,
no.
Sir.
Listen
yes,
to
sir.
Me, Bone.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a situation.
No.
I play with a guy. I'm going to say this. Was he better than me? In some aspects, he was.
Okay.
And guess what? We friends right now, 30 years later, man. If you a man about it, you play ball. You don't worry about, oh, he's better than me, and you envious of that. We winning games, man. We winning games. Everybody's getting paid.
That what drives you, though. That what drives you, though, L. Some people play to be the best, and when you play to be the best with the best, then you know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't lose.
Hey, good balls. Let me put it more in perspective for you, because I know where you're coming from, and I know where Boo Meek's coming from. The school that we went to, we had out of 22 players at one time, it was about 15 out of those 22 players that were at some point a McDonald's All-American or the best at what they do from where they came from. And what Boo is talking about is that we had a year, every day was a game. You had 15 travel, no, 12 travel and 15 suit up at home. So every day was a challenge for your ass to do what you had to do. And I'm going to say this. My big brother Boo Meeks, when he came, the year after I was there, shit changed for me. And let me tell you something. It wasn't that I was jealous of my big brother, Boo Meek, but I couldn't wait to learn what this motherfucker was going to show me, because I knew that at some point, they going to start doubling him, and they know that he the man. But guess what? They going to have to throw your boy the ball at some point. We played out of school. If your ass didn't know, if you didn't know you had the green light, your ass didn't play. So it wasn't no such thing as being jealous or being kind of like, I don't like this motherfucker. It was like, hurry up and do your thing. Because I know once you start doing yours, I'm going to be open all night, and you know I ain't going to let you down. So it's kind of one of those situations where I ain't going to say a brother was jealous or envious. I'm just going to say you got to do what you have to do as a team to take it to where you going to take it. And what Boo was talking about, no matter what the situation was, Mike went to the playoffs. LeBron ain't doing that with all his boys that he know, and he went out and got them and brought them to L.A. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Streets. Yeah. Hey, good boy. Right. You better call back Wednesday, man. And I know you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about a whopper load of them.
My nigga, I'm going to check you in. I'm going to check you in.
No doubt. Hey, stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day. I'm going to see if my man, let me see if I can get him in. He on live. He's a basketball savant. He was my backcourt mate at Cleveland Central Catholic. E-Double, you in the building, baby?
Not E-Double.
I thought E-Double was going to get in. He's just listening right now, so I'll let him go. But when we come
E-Double,
back.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yes, you can, IC.
What'd you do, baby?
What's up, T-Rizzy? I'm tired of y'all guys, man. Always talking about Michael Jordan and a bunch of Wizards to help the owner. When you play the game of basketball, when you step between the lines, you play to win the game. And MJ was one of the showcase this time. I want to let you know that, make that be clear, okay, because he's a great competitor. Don't be going up and saying, well, he was doing this, but I've not heard that. Stop it. Stop it, man. If you step up, he's scoring 50 points and 41, but he out there just playing. Stop it, man. So just leave that alone. He didn't make the playoffs those 2 years. He had good players on that team, too. But he still was scoring 40 and 50 points. Then he'll have bad games, man. So don't put that Wizard stuff. Stop it, man. That don't
I
stop
see
it. He's dead, he's
I see E. LeBron is only getting paid $60 million from just the Lakers alone to do what he has to do. We know LeBron going to do what he does. I mean, I'm just glad he's a better jump shooter now. I love LeBron shoot from way back.
It's the Streets of Talk, the Sports Talk Show. With a twist of hip-hop, it's Wild Out Wednesday. It's Boogie, it's C-Ro, it's ITE. Styles of God, OG the Buck. Hey, the walker didn't cut it to 4 minutes ago. It's the Streets when we come back. Big dummy of the day. Let's go.
So fuck that cop and shit. I just wanna be comfortable now, for real. Who you loving? Who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating? Long as you care and you trust. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. Chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree? Maybe we can have no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can have no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate, yeah. Let my tongue repaint, yeah. It's already wet. Have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere nigga take you, just know to my face, bro. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly. Have you ever near a lot? Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga house. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood, love. That's supreme confidence. If we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a track, yeah. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can hang on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. We've been on a track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can hang on chill tonight.
It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday. It's from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Row. I got Styles of God. I got ICE. And the engineer, super producer, OG the Buck. If you want to give us a call, 515-605-9750. Get in the asylum. Shout out to Big Brother Almighty, man. He's been tuning in. Everybody been listening. Each up. My man Enrique out in Spain. He clicked on tonight, man. We got people all over the world listening to the streets talking, man. Over 30,000 people tune in per show.
Hey,
we got numbers. You know what I mean? They download and listen to this podcast. That's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. Category Sports. Search box. That's DA. That's the Streets of Talking. Hey, man. I can't let this go past ICE. And we didn't hear about this stuff way back in the day. You know what I mean? Because our rappers ain't had that much money. You know what I mean? They knew how to handle their business. But today's young whippersnapper rappers, they don't know how to handle their business, ICE. Two of them. And you hip to them. Cash
right.
Money, Young Money Records. And my man Gunna, guess what happened with them, ICE and T-Row? They got caught up. They got a RICO case.
Oh,
what's up with your accountant and all this money you supposed to have? Ain't that what they say? Ain't that what Uncle T said or paid in full? For all that money you got, you supposed to be able to make sure your money is right. You got lawyers. You got accountants. I don't understand it. So, for today, May 11th, 2020, on our 100th show, our second year, Gunna, Young Thug, you are the dummy of the day. The dummies of the day!
You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy, see what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Damn. What is it going to be? You fed or you state, man? If you state.
You know that's a fed.
Well,
man, you know that's
you low on the totem pole, man. They just
food.
Wanted to get you. They just wanted to get you, man. You low on the totem pole. Man, but if you fed. Oh, wait, you might be the big beast in them.
You going to be
man,
in the big
T-Row, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what? I thought you was going to throw me in that dummy of the day for not betting on the Kentucky Derby with the horse with the settled record with the eyes. I think it was 80-1. Congratulations. Shout-out to Rick Wright. So, Kentucky Derby horse. Bought. For $30,000, just won you $100 million if you would have bet $100 on his ass. Understand that. Big shout out to the Dream Team, my boys, ICE, STG, the young one, OG the Buck, and to the Big Brother Boo Meek, man. You know you boy love you, man. Your boy out here chilling. You know, slow down on talking about how y'all sons gonna do the math. We still got to go back to Dallas. There will be a game 7 back out here. You'll see your boy down there repping. Don't worry about it. You know I'm going to go live. I just been chilling in the spot. But, yeah, I got a reason to go out come this weekend. So don't worry about nothing. It's going to be Friday the 13th. Everybody watch it back. We'll bring that heat. You understand? I love you, boys. I'll holler at you back on next Wednesday. Wild Out Wednesday, baby. Your boy T-Ro love you. Let's go. I see you. What to do, baby?
Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team, baby. great show today, man. Just hear y'all voices,
heck
man. Give me energy, you know what I'm saying? Give me energy. You already know what it is, man. Thanks for the callers, man. Great call in today, man. I finally got a guy who's a LeBron James fan and a Baker. I'm not a call back to the call, baby. You're real. You know the game, baby. You know the real game, baby. The streets is talking, baby.
Good ball, man. Shout out to Good Ball. Shout out to E-Dub. Shout out to Dunk. Lil B. BJ. Rock. Bootsy. Shout out to my man Will. JT. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight. My man Enrique. I want to shout out to Dream Team, ICE, Styles of God, OG the Buck, T Rizzy. Hey, man, we going to barbecue. You better keep inspiring us. And as always, you better get us rolling. And tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about a whole lot around the world.
Hey, it's tied up with 42 seconds to go. With Milwaukee and Boston. And Giannis has drawn the blood. He got a cut. Oh, it's going down. It's deep. Let's go.
Get the liquor and you can get the female. Let's put your shit to reinvent and get the street sale. Most move as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us a rebel. Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mo Brain. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
I see you, big brother, R. Al Martin. I love you. Streets!
Streets!